thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will be able to use our broadcast to be a blessing to you. We're opening our broadcast service with the selection, It Is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows I see billows roll, whatever my heart thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
That is why Jesus Christ came into this world and gave his life so that our soul could be saved from sin, and we can say, it is well with my soul. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world and the love that he had for us in giving his life. And we're thankful that we can present his message to this precious people today. May the Holy Spirit accompany it. May he touch hearts and bless souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our service with the selection, Seeking the Lost.
Seeking the lost, yes, finding and treating, wanderers on the mountain astray. Come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today.
Going
Our subject for today's broadcast, we are asking a question. Are you ready for your journey to the judgment? And our text of scripture is found in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. The Apostle Paul speaking to the people there in Athens. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. The Apostle Paul wrote to the saints in Corinth and told them, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. Two appointments we must keep. These appointments we did not make. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. The first appointment is physical death. Some die young, some die old, and some die in between, but all die. It is appointed unto man once to die. Over half of the earth's population are those who do die without reaching the age of 18. Over half of the earth's population die without reaching 18 years of age. So we all have an appointment with death. But the second appointment is the judgment. No one will be able to avoid this appointment, for we must all appear before the judgment. Some die at sea, some die on land, and some are cremated, but all will appear at the judgment bar of God. Now let's consider the value of time. A man who had allowed time to pass by unheeded when he was told that he must die exclaimed, "The world would I give if I only had yesterday back again." But yesterday was forever gone, and we cannot go back and live our life over. No, we're all headed for death. We're all headed for the judgment. Time is a gift from God. Time is not on the market and cannot be bought or sold. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So we read in James chapter 4 and verse 14. The parable of the rich farmer. There was a rich farmer one day that went out looking out over his crops, and he saw how they were coming on, and he was going to have a bountiful harvest. And he thought, well, the barns that I have now are not big enough. I have time. It'll be a while before the crop will be harvested, and I'll have my men to pull down these small barns and build me bigger barns. And then I'll say unto my soul, "Soul, thou hast much goods laid up in store. Eat, drink, and be merry." And he heard a voice while he was entertaining those thoughts. He heard a voice say to him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" And that's Luke chapter 12 and verse 20. I can just picture in my mind that man going back to his house and telling his wife about how he heard a voice. And she said, "Well, what kind of a voice? What did it say?" And it said, "I'm going to die tonight." "Oh, husband, you just had a physical last week, and the doctor pronounced you well and in good health." "I heard a voice, and this voice spoke with authority. And this voice said, I was going to die tonight." And, beloved, according to the parable, he died that night. The real issue is not how long we shall live, but how we live and what our state is when we die. A record is being kept. The solemn fact that a complete record is being kept of all of life's activities should cause us to stop and consider well, to cause us not only to watch our outward acts, but to weigh carefully the motives which underlie each thought and deed. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Yes, God made the world. He put man on it, and He gave man the responsibility of living for Him. But man disobeyed God, rebelled against God, and went into sin. And God was so gracious and so loving that He sent His only begotten Son into this world to suffer and to bleed and to die so sinful man could be saved, so sinful man could be forgiven and become a child of God again. I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So we read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36. So there is a day coming, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Not only our actual deeds, but our very thoughts that are evil will also be recorded. Jesus said, if a man looks on a woman to lust after her, he has committed adultery. The Bible also teaches, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, 1 John 3:15. So every thought will be recorded, and we will face it at the judgment. Even if the act is not carried out, as long as our heart consents to it, we will be accountable for it. To covet someone's property, whatever it is, even if you do not take it, it is sin. In Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22, Jesus lists a number of things that come out of the heart that are sinful and wrong, and God is making a record of every one of them. Yes, a record is being kept, and all will face their own record at the judgment bar of God. Now, our record is indestructible with one exception. I say our record is indestructible with one exception. Every sin is against God. Also, every act of injustice done by man to his fellow man, unless he repents of and makes it right, cries out to God of justice for redress. We may forget our evil acts, but they are recorded in heaven and will face us at the judgment. The judgment is coming. The judgment is the next great coming event and will mark the final chapter of earthly activities. No, there's not going to be a 7-year rapture, and there's not going to be a literal 1,000-year reign here on earth. I say the judgment is coming. The great next event will be the judgment, and it will mark the end, for we are told by the Apostle Paul in Acts, in 1 Corinthians 15, that whenever Christ comes, then comes the end. Then comes the judgment. I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it. from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. That's Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. So whenever Christ comes, then comes the end, and he'll be seated on that great white judgment throne, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Notice this, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And that's Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. The greatest concourse of people that ever assemble will meet together upon the judgment day, and you will be there. Yes, everyone must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Man's attitude will change. As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. But then it will be too late. That's Romans chapter 14 and verse 11. God's attitude will also change. Christ is now seated upon his mediatorial throne, making intercession for the unsaved. But Christ will lay off his mediatorial robe and put on his judgment's clothes. No mediator then shall be found. Christ today is our mediator and will continue to be until time is no more. But the time is coming when he'll lay aside, I say, that mediatorial robe, and he'll put on that judge robe, and he will come, and we will stand before him in judgment. There'll not be a mediator then, but there will be a judge. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye accursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. So we read in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, and also verse 46. Yes, there will come a day when time will be no more. There'll come a time when Christ sits on that throne, and he'll separate the good from the bad, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he'll say to those on the right-hand side, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And he'll say to those on the left-hand side, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Hell is a place as well as a state. The rich man, after death, was in a place of torment, according to the parable in Luke chapter 16, verses 23 through 28. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. So we read in Psalm 9 and 17. Now, this is not speaking of the grave. No, it's speaking of not speaking of the grave at all, but it is speaking of Gehenna, the place of fire. And the grave is common to us all. We're all going, or else be cremated. But the hell, I know the word hell is used in different ways, Sheol, Gehenna, and Hades, but I'm speaking about that lake of fire that Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15 is speaking of. To the righteous, Jesus will say, come, and to the wicked, he will say, depart. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit take the scriptures and the thoughts that we have presented and deal with hearts, souls might prepare to meet the Lord in judgment. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another gospel broadcast with you today. I trust that you'll take our question very seriously. Are you ready for your journey to the judgment? Now, if our broadcast is a blessing, it would be an encouragement to us to know the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA, is our postal address. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We have a number of our magazines there that you can read, and we also have an archive of our broadcast that you can hear if you missed any or would like to hear one over again. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Our services are also broadcast over the Internet, and we invite you to be with us then if possible. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us, and we invite you to tune in this station next Sunday or next week, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Whosoever hears.